Oasis Audio presents The Protector by Wanda E. Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Prologue, Belleville, Pennsylvania.
Have you seen Rosa anywhere?
Norman Petersheim's mother asked when Norman entered the kitchen Saturday morning with the hope that breakfast would be ready. No, I haven't. Has my sister gone missing? He chuckled and grabbed an apple from the fruit bowl in the center of the table. Mom's forehead wrinkled, and her stern blue eyes pierced Norman like icicles.
This is not a laughing matter, son. Rosa didn't answer when I knocked on her bedroom door, and when I peeked inside, she wasn't there. Rosa's bed was neatly made, which seemed odd because she rarely makes her bed before leaving for work. Usually I make it for her.
His mother's shoulders rose, and with a huff, she added,
Like all my children, that young woman has her good points, but she can also be undependable at times. Yesterday she promised that she would get up early this morning and help me make a batch of blueberry pancakes. Mom made a sweeping gesture of the room. But as you can see, she is not here to make good on her word.
Maybe she's in the Bodstub.
Norman bit into the crimson skin of the apple. The sweet juice enticed him to take another bite.
I checked both the upstairs and downstairs bathrooms, but she wasn't in either one. In fact, the upstairs bathroom was empty, and your dad is currently using the one downstairs.
Did you knock on Susan and Tina's door? Rosa could be in their room, talking to them about her date with Ephraim last night.
I did check with them, and they both said they hadn't seen their sister since Ephraim came by to pick her up last evening. I also looked in the basement, and when your dad came in earlier from doing his chores, he said Rosa was not in the barn.
Her brows pulled downward.
I wonder if she may have gotten up before I did and left for work already.
When the apple core was all that was left, Norman strolled over to the waste bin, plopped it in, and gave his lone suspender a quick snap.
Don't see why she would do that. In the warmer months, like we're having now, Rosa always walks with me and Dad over to the meat and cheese store, and she never goes in early.
He grabbed a paper towel and wiped his hands.
Fact is, she doesn't even like working in the store, so I'm sure she wouldn't be eager to get there.
I don't know. I just thought.
Mom thumped her forehead.
Yesterday, I heard Rosa say that she and Ephraim would be getting together with a bunch of his friends from Allensville. We know Rosa's boyfriend hasn't joined the church and is kind of wild, as are the young people he hangs out with. Your dad and I aren't happy about Rosa spending so much time with him. But she's a grown woman, and we have no control over who she sees or what she does when she is not here.
Mom rubbed her cheeks.
Do you think maybe she never came home at all and went to one of those young people's homes to spend the night?
I hate to admit it, but that same thought had crossed my mind.
Norman tossed the paper towel in the garbage can under the sink. Mom slapped both hands against her reddening cheeks.
I wish Rosa wouldn't hang around with Ephraim or his rowdy friends. None of them have joined the church either. And if she keeps going out with them and doing things she should not, she might never settle down and become a member of our church.
Are you talking about Rosa?
Norman's sister Susan asked as she joined them in the kitchen.
Yeah,
Mom gestured to Norman.
I can't find Rosa, and your brother and I think she might not have come home last night.
Seriously?
Susan's hair hadn't been put up in a bun yet, and long blonde strands draped her shoulders as she tipped her head to one side. Her hair appeared lighter than usual this morning, most likely due to the hot, intense...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?